Relax, set yourself up, and please enjoy a relaxing evening here with us here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Have you ever had one of those days when you suddenly realize you've got it all wrong? Have you ever given up? I have.
What is it now?
Oh, you're being ridiculous, Sal.
Don't you dare speak to me like that, you common little.
What's the problem?
This idiot has made himself a larger room than me.
Sal, you think of what you want and the cloud makes it for you. If it's a problem, go make your own room bigger.
Not that you would understand, but it's a question of class. Big is good, and believe me, I know that from experience. But you have to do things with a certain style. I couldn't possibly make my room any bigger without damaging its artistic perfection.
Look, I could barely afford a one-bedroom flat when I was alive. If I can have anything I want now, I want everything. I mean, look at it. It's the ultimate bachelor pad.
And the palm tree.
Oh, who doesn't want their own palm tree?
I'm surrounded by morons.
If I wasn't alive, I'd talk about this, we'd get it sorted out.
That is enough. Do you have any idea how difficult it is to steer this thing when I have to put up with all the screaming? I've got a splitting headache and I can't be bothered with any more fighting. We're stopping at the next afterlife and everyone's getting off for a break.
I don't see why I should.
Everyone, Sal.
I was hoping for an Evan.
Pretty sure this is a hell tour. That or Scotland in February.
You remember the heaven we found with all the watermelons? I liked it there. Oh well.
Is it just me, or is everything kind of grey?
Dave, I can't stay here.
Oh, too bad. Fresh air will do us good.
Is he all right?
You almost sound like you care, Princess.
He's the only one who can drive that thing. I, for one, would rather not be left stranded with the administrator looking for us.
Oh, you're all heart, Sal. He does seem kind of an edge, though, doesn't he?
We should buy him a drink. There's very little a good flag of the mead can't cure.
That's true enough.
Yes, I imagine it's even helped you get some female attention once in a while.
Hey!
Come on, Thor. Let's see if this place can possibly get any more boring.
Coming, Kyra?
Yeah, I just...
What?
This place. What does it look like to you?
Don't know. The same. Nothing special.
Exactly. Nothing special at all. Like, it's meant to be as ordinary as possible, right?
Suppose.
There's something weird about it. Let's go inside.
Fresh meat.
Well, this is welcoming.
They've painted it grey.
Well, this is a hell after all. I doubt they have any say in the deco.
Nobody's looking at us. They're just staring into the pints.
I'm not crazy about the jukebox either.
Maybe it's a dance remix.
We'll have one drink, then we'll leave.
There's only one empty seat. Anyone mind if we use this? Have we wandered into a death bar?
That used to be Arthur's seat.
Oh, where is he?
They got him.
Oh, well, that was the second worst bar I've ever been to.
Second?
Went out with a Buddhist master one time, drank water all night. I swear, I've never been so close to suicide in my life. Oh, sorry, Kyra.
Don't mention it.
No, really, I didn't mean anything
Dave,
by...
it's nothing.
Dave?
What?
Where's the cloud?
What? No. No. I left it right here.
Well, find it. I can't stay here. Nobody notices me when I enter a room. It's hideous.
Okay, wait. Yeah, it's still close by. I can feel it.
You can feel it?
Yeah. At the center of every cloud, there's a core, like a heart. An angel's bonded to the heart of his cloud. If it was gone, I'd know. Trust me, it's still here.
We'd better start looking. Matt and I will check that alley back there.
Us? Like, you and me?
Yeah.
Really? An alley? Because I think a thief would probably feel safer in a more open area.
Come on.
Hey, stop pulling.
Oh, we'll go the other way. Come on.
I wish I had a sword.
Why? So you can hide behind it?
You didn't have to say that.
Dead end. It's just a pier.
It would be easier to look around if it wasn't so dull all the time.
Wait, there's someone there.
Where?
On pier.
Go and see who it is then.
Why don't we all do that?
Oh, Tor, he's half your size.
It just means he's closer to my delicate parts.
Men, oh, come on, both of you. There's no one around.
Well, that might have something to do with the skanky alley we're standing in. How could anybody steal a cloud anyway?
I don't know, but... did you hear that?
If this is a snake hill, I swear I am up the nearest drain pipe before those things make me...
Shh. It's like it's coming from...
Kyra! Kyra?
He's barely moving, not even shivering.
Excuse me, mate, are you all right?
What's he saying?
Sorry, we didn't catch that.
It sounds like... again? He keeps saying again, over and over.
Maybe you can help us. See, we've lost something. It sort of looks like a big cube of fog and a...
Oh!
He just jumped into the sea.
Tor, getting after him.
Why me?
You're a Viking. You lot virtually lived on the sea.
I can't swim.
What?
I'm afraid of water.
Oh, for crying out loud!
I don't think it matters, Dave. He hasn't come back up.
Another one for the graveyards, then.
I don't like it here.
Me neither. Let's head back up to the city. Maybe Matt and Kyra have had more luck.
Ugh. My head. Who are you?
My name's Alexander.
Kyra, what do you want?
Just this.
Kyra! Kyra! This is such crap.
Let's go into the alley. It'll be okay, we'll be fine, because I'm a big, tough, sarcastic guy from like the year 12 million.
Okay, that wasn't me. What? Hello?
Quick! Come inside!
I'm looking for my friend. She's just...
Come inside now!
But...
Quickly!
No, I'm not going to do it.
What?
I'm not going to bite you. I'm so hungry. I'm always hungry.
Are you a... This is a vampire hell.
You are new then. I thought so.
You're really a vampire? I mean, I've read the stories, but wow.
Yes. Very impressive, isn't it? My punishment.
What for?
Living too well. Apparently it's wrong to be rich and successful.
I'm going to get up.
What? Yes, of course. You know, It's strange that you arrive now. I dreamt for the first time in years last night.
Oh?
Yes, about Sergei, of all people. He was a junior in the first office where I worked.
Were you two involved?
What? No, nothing like that. He was just the first in a long line of people that I stepped on my way to the top. Always feeding on the people around me. Quite ironic now, wouldn't you say?
How long have you been dead?
I don't know. I wake, I feed. Sometimes I sleep a little. Then I feed again. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm talking so much. Little star for conversation these days. You just interest me, that's all. You're new. I miss seeing new things. The strange thing is, though, you smell like you belong here. You reek of hopelessness.
I'm not hopeless.
Really? Then why is it that when I do this... Oh, you cringe, you make all the right moves, but... There's something forced. It's not that you aren't scared, it's just... apathy. Like you'd almost rather you were gone for good.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, a little anger. Some emotion, finally. How did you die?
That's none of your business.
Because you're ashamed.
Because I've known you for 2 minutes, and in that time, you kidnapped me and tried to bite me.
If you're not from around here, where did you go when you died?
Somewhere else. The wrong place.
Maybe you're in the right place now. With the rest of us. Stuck in the gray.
I've already been there. Where I come from, we can live forever. Everything can be cured. Nothing's dangerous anymore. You have the time to do anything you want.
That doesn't sound so bad.
You wouldn't think so.
Tell me about it. It's been a long time since I had good company. I think I'm going to keep you.
Come inside.
Thanks. Thought I was in trouble there. What was that?
Vampire.
Right. Of course it was. I really hate being dead.
I'm Paula.
Matthew.
Hi. You're not from here, are you?
No. How could you tell?
I've never seen a new face before. Not since I first came here. I mean, when the people in other rooms vanish, they're replaced quickly and everything, but it's people I've seen outside or around. Similar faces. You're new.
And we just stopped by. Transport's disappeared.
They might have it. The vampires, they make people disappear too.
And they got one of my friends in the alley back there.
That's a bad place. They hunt there a lot.
You know, I said that. Alleys are not good places to be, but she never listens.
Well, she'll wish she'd listen now. She's gone.
Nah, you don't know Kyra. She's a survivor.
No, really. Nobody ever gets away from them. I'm sorry.
I need to find the others.
Oh, please don't go. I never have visitors.
Suppose it's kind of hard to socialise when you can get snacked on as you're taking a walk.
We don't socialise. I mean, there are places in the city you can go. There's a pier and the park, bars. But we don't talk. Actually, I've never really been good at talking to people. Even when I was alive. Sorry, not sure why I'm blabbering on so much now.
That's okay. So you're stuck in this nasty grey hell waiting to be picked off and you don't club together?
No. We just don't talk.
Sal is going to go insane here.
There seems to be a little more activity here.
Lots of windows too.
I think this is the red light district. Well, it would be if there was any red. See the girls dancing in the window over there?
They don't seem very...
enthusiastic, I know.
They're probably bored of their job. I knew a whole once. Tallest woman I ever met.
I think it's more than that. This whole city is... Well, if we weren't already dead, I'd say it was sort of lifeless.
It does seem a little bland for a hell.
Maybe it's an heaven?
What, for accountants? No, this is far closer to a hell. The more I think about it, the more it seems even worse than your average fire and brimstone, though. It's like being stuck in a crappy life even after you thought it was all done. No way out of it.
So what do we do now?
Let's head back to the bar, catch up with Kyra and Matthew.
Dave...
What?
What if we're stuck here?
Come on.
What's that?
Look, in the sky. Is that yellow?
A bit of colour, finally.
I don't think it's coming to brighten the place up.
It's getting bigger.
It's going to hit the ground.
Run!
I don't want to be one of you.
Why'd I find that hard to believe? There's something about you, something in your smell. You don't feel anything. You just are. I can give you the hunger. You'll feel that every single day.
I don't want it. I'm happy as I am.
Oh, we both know that's not true. I can't make you happy, but I can give you something. I can tell you want that.
What's it like?
Well, it's better than being numb. It's always wanting more. You never have enough, so you're always chasing. You don't feel about anything else. You don't feel anything but the hunger.
What about guilt?
So that's the other thing I smell on you. No, Kyra, there's no guilt. Just the feeding. Forever. You're swaying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. It's in your eyes. How long has it been since you last cared?
About what?
About anything.
I care about lots of things.
Really? Name one.
My friends?
From your life. They're gone.
From now, we escaped together.
And you care about these people?
Yes. Except Sal, maybe.
Just words. You don't feel it. You don't feel anything. I know what that's like. I had it all, Kyra. Everything that's supposed to make you happy. But I still woke up in the morning and I went through the motions. Everything seemed grey. And here we are, both dead, and we're still doing it. At least we could do that together. How did you die?
I killed myself.
I can help you forget that. Do you want me to?
I don't... What's that?
The fires are coming.
Do you want something to drink? Tea or something? I think I've got some... Oh, no.
What's wrong?
I thought with you here, with new people, it would change.
What?
The fire! Close your eyes!
Why?
Close them!
Well, I've enjoyed talking with you, but I'd better get this over with.
What are you doing?
Everything goes back to the beginning after the fires. I might as well get my meal.
No! Don't! Get off me!
We didn't get burnt.
The city's still here too.
This isn't good. Let's... Hang on. Isn't that the old man from the pier?
It looks like him.
Excuse me, hello? Are you all right, mate? We saw you jump into the water. You'll have to excuse us if we seem a bit shaky, but we thought we'd just been incinerated.
It's like he doesn't even know who we are. I mean, I'd ignore both of you given the chance, but me as well.
I don't think he recognises us.
Is it definitely the same man?
Certainly smells like him.
Yeah, just a word, mate.
Don't worry, we aren't going to hurt you. I know the tall one looks scary, but you'd be in more danger from a canary.
Please don't mention canaries. Little yellow assassins.
He's not scared of us.
Then why is he shivering?
Probably because he's seen those shadows in the alley.
What are they?
I think the fangs are a bit of a giveaway, Sal.
Not biting. I hate biting. There's biting and there's blood. Then I'm being sick or crying. Or being sick while crying.
Dave, do something!
Like what? We're the tamest group of escaped prisoners ever, remember? The only member of the group who can throw a decent punch is Kyra, and that's only because she's constantly pissed off.
Usual plan, then?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, I hate this plan. My legs are shorter than yours.
Go!
They've got the old man!
Oh, better him than us. He'll probably just come back anyway. Head for the bar.
There's more of them.
We're stuck!
Guys, this way.
Kyra, where have you been? We're being chased by bitey things with bad skin.
Really, princess? I hadn't noticed. Hurry up, this way's clear. Let's go.
This is amazing. I knew you were special.
I don't understand. What just happened?
The fires. They come along every so often and destroy everything. Then we start over again. But with you here, it hasn't gone back.
Something's happening outside. That's my friend.
Hey! Hey, Kyra! Up here!
They're being chased. I've never seen that many vampires out at once.
Quick, get up the stairs. Fourth floor.
I'll get the door.
The vampires are following them up.
Inside, quick!
The door isn't going to hold. Grab something. Where's Sal?
She's hiding behind the bin.
That's appropriate enough.
Don't worry, they won't get in.
No offence, miss, but I'll grab a chair all the same.
Kyra, what's wrong with your arm?
Nothing. Must have just banged it on the way up.
They're going away.
That's lucky.
Well, just plain weird. How did you know they wouldn't come in?
They never come in here.
Well, this is Paula. She helped me out earlier.
Hey.
Oh.
Hello.
And the vampires never come in here?
No.
What about the other apartments?
Two upstairs were broken into last week. The people living there disappeared. They've been replaced now, of course.
And we just saw a man drown himself and then appear back on the street like nothing had happened.
Oh, and did anyone else notice the big explosion?
You mean the one which didn't hurt any of us?
That's weird.
What?
Out the window. Some of the buildings are flickering like candles.
That's never happened before.
I might have an idea where the cloud went.
Where?
Nowhere. It's still here, but we can't get to it.
Well, that's useful.
I think this is another holding afterlife, like the box.
You think there are supervisors here?
No, they'd have taken us by now. But we're stuck inside the system here with the cloud locked outside.
The box was like a big sweatshop. I mean, what's the point of this place?
I'm not sure. Paula, do you have a job?
Yes, I'm a data analyst. It's the same thing I did when I was alive, actually. So much for retirement.
I can't see that being any use to the supervisors.
I draw sometimes. Those are mine on the wall. Nothing special, but it keeps me busy.
Well, nice.
Thanks. Don't think anybody's actually noticed before. Ever.
That's it.
That's what?
This place. I've heard about it before. It's where the forgotten people come. People who lived their lives quietly, working away on autopilot, never really engaging with other people or chasing their dreams, just, well, existing.
In grey?
That makes sense.
But what about the vampires?
I was chatting to someone earlier, and he said the vampires are always hungry, just like they were in life, preying on other people.
It's the perfect self-sustaining holding cell. The forgotten people are as hopeless as they were in life, and so afraid of the vampires they can't do anything to change things. The vampires are so driven by hunger that they can't think about anything else.
This is all very interesting, but how does it help us?
Like I said, it's a self-sustaining afterlife. If we stop the cycle, the prison breaks. We can get to the cloud.
So how do we break it?
We've already started. I'd imagine that the explosion is like a reset button. We don't belong here, though, so we're screwing up the whole system. That's why it didn't reset. We just need to push it a little harder to break it completely.
Hope.
Sorry?
Hopelessness. If the people have something to hope for, they'll break the cycle.
That makes sense. It's probably why the vampires can't come in here. Paula's pictures show that she hasn't given up.
They're just scribbles, really.
So how do we give these people some hope?
Why don't we have Kyra give them a rousing speech and show the black makeup and permanent scar will cheer them all up in no end?
If you don't come out from behind that garbage can, I'll drop you in it.
Fine. What are we going to do? I can feel all my beautiful green just leeching out of me.
We need to get a good number of people and vampires in one place without it turning into a bloodbath.
It'll be easy enough to get a crowd of vampires together.
I might have an idea.
So do I. The only difference is that mine will work.
Mine is better.
Really? I care to bet?
Bet what?
If I win, you'll serve me for a week, hand and foot.
No mopping.
Fine.
What if I win?
Well, I can make the next week very enjoyable for you.
Yeah, very small.
It's what you do with it that counts, Tor. I'm sure Matthew could tell you that.
No, I couldn't. I really couldn't, Paula. I mean, I wouldn't have to. I'm very...
It's fine.
Okay, we'll do this at the bar. Like Kyra says, it won't be hard getting the vampires to follow us. I think our presence here is confusing them. It's forcing them all out into the open. Tor and Sal are responsible for getting the other people out of the bar and onto the street. Let's go.
You okay, Paula?
Fine. I'm just not used to being outside for so long.
You can take my hand if it makes you feel better.
Oh, thanks. They're getting close.
Jealous?
Over Matthew? Don't be stupid.
If you say so.
Maybe the vampires went after some easier prey.
It doesn't get much easier than four people standing around like a buffet.
Oh, dear.
Well, don't worry. It's all up to Tor and Sal now. We really didn't think this through, did we?
Get ready to play butler, Viking.
If you say so, Sal.
If I could have everyone's attention, my name is Princess Salima Dvar. I'm about to wow you with the most incredible display of exotic dancing you have ever seen. In return, I ask but one thing. That you all step outside so that you can get the best view of the performance. You know I'm going to take all my clothes off, right? That's impossible. They must be blind. or stupid, or insane. They're blind, stupid, and insane.
My turn.
I absorb a cry, fighting warrior of death. If you do not leave this tavern immediately, I will crush each and every one of you with my bare hands and feast on your limbs, starting with the fingernails. Fingernails, because I like fingernails.
I hate you.
We're up. Wait, everybody stop.
Why should we stop? Seems to me we have some easy hunting here.
You?
Didn't see me, Kyra, my dear?
You two know each other.
Are you jealous?
Don't be stupid. I mean, look how pale he is.
Everybody just needs to stop and do nothing, just for a little while. If you do, you can get out of here. There are other places out there, other heavens, far better than this.
Other heavens? Sounds like rubbish to me.
We mean it. We're not from around here. There are other afterlives you could go to.
There's one with watermelons.
Yes, thank you, Tor. Just everyone stay where you are.
Even if what you're saying is true, look at the people behind you. Their eyes are dead. They don't want another afterlife. This is what they always expected. They're just there for people like us to step on, to use.
You can tell yourself that, but remember, you ended up here too. It doesn't matter how superior you think you are. You're just as hopeless as them.
You would know, of course.
Yeah, I would. But you know what? I'm sick of that. I could have lived forever, but I just couldn't handle it. Here we all are. It's not a great second chance, but it's better than nothing. If you'd seen the graveyards, you'd know that.
Something's happening. I don't think they can hold on any longer, Dave. It may be time for a standard plan.
Oh, not again.
Please, just wait.
If I say the word, every vampire here will be on you.
I know. So I guess it all depends on you. Do you really want to stay like this forever?
If we leave here, will we be cured?
Does it matter? It will still be better. It'll still be your choice.
Sit down, all of you. Sit.
Just a bit longer.
What was that?
The mechanism just broke.
It's getting light.
Oh, that's not white, it's blankness. This afterlife's being wiped.
They're all fading away.
Here's your second chance to get the place you deserve.
I expect there isn't much hope for me then.
You never know.
I suppose not. I'm sorry, Kyra, for, you know.
I know. Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, looks like I'm away too. This is a bit scary.
Best of luck.
It was nice meeting you.
Bye. Just those again.
Yes, and if this place was set up by the supervisors, they'll be wanting to know why it's broken. We should go. The clown's there, come on.
You okay, Kyra?
I'm fine. You gonna miss your little friend?
What, Paula? Nah.
She was nice enough, but, you
we
know.
Should go.
You're still in my head, then?
Can't get rid of me that easily, Matthew. You remembered anything useful yet?
No, still pretty bloody. I think there was a car accident, though.
Not bad. Keep trying.
I met someone today, you know.
Yes, I know.
She reminded me a little of you.
Matthew, you need to go and speak to Kyra.
Why?
She's hiding something from you.
How do you know?
I just do. Oh, and Matthew.
Yeah?
Keep trying to remember how you died. It's very important.
Okay. Still not going to tell me your name.
You have to get that by yourself. Hurry though, we're working to a timetable here.
Working on what?
The February issue of Discorder marked our 33rd anniversary and is on the shelf of cafes, retailers, and record stores now. This month, we feature the sounds of Michael Redd, DOA frontman and politician Joe Keithley, The Rebirth of Milk, an overview of Vancouver's underground venue situation, and more. We have album reviews for Nap Eyes and Cindy Lee, and live show reviews of Magical Clouds and Fields. It's all in the pages of your favorite local mag by CITR 101.9 FM. A special thank you to this month's advertisers, The Lido, Horse Records, Recruiting Canada, Vancouver Theatre Sports, The Rio Theatre, The Rickshaw, Vinyl Records, The Live Van, and AMS Events.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free, one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
Suspense. This is the Man in Black, here to introduce Columbia's program, Suspense. In Hollywood this evening, our star is the young American actor who, within a single year, has become one of the most provocative of Hollywood's leading men, Mr. Gene Kelly. Mr. Kelly appears tonight as a gentleman named Art Kramer, a gentleman of most uncertain scruples, engaged with other gentlemen of similar disrespectability in distinctly unlawful practices. Our suspense play by Robert L. Richards is called Thieves Fall Out. And in it, in support of our star, you will hear Hans Conried as a racetrack devotee by name Kennelly, and William Johnstone as Sam Grote. And so with Thieves Fall Out and with the performance of Gene Kelly as Art Kramer, we again hope to keep you in suspense.
ABC Enterprises. No, he's not in. No, I don't know where you can locate him. Yes, I'll tell him you called. ABC Enterprises, ABC Enterprises. Why does he give all these guys his phone number if he wants to keep this business so quiet?
Yeah, you know, wants to do favors for people he meets in bars, brags how he can get things for him, you know.
Sure, I know. And the next day I have to get him the brush off.
He's going to brag to the wrong guy someday. Hi, Yachty.
Hello.
Hello, Arthur.
Hiya, babe.
Where you been the last couple of days?
Ducking all the guys I owe money to. What time is Sam getting the boys together?
About a half an hour, down at the warehouse. You better start down there pretty soon.
What's the difference? I won't get enough out of it to buy a round trip to Coney Island. Any calls?
Yeah, Kennelly called a little while ago.
That punk. Another guy who wants dough I haven't got. To stall him?
I tried, but he said he was coming up anyway.
Oh, what'd you let him do that for? You know I don't want to see that guy.
I couldn't help it. He knows the way here.
Okay, okay. Anything else?
No. Arthur, if you're not going down right away, can I talk to you for a minute?
What about?
Oh, something. Joe, watch the switchboard for me, will you, while I talk to Arthur in the next room?
What's he got that I haven't got?
No cracks out of you. Please, Arthur?
All right, then make it snappy. Now what?
Oh, Arthur, what's the matter lately?
You know what's been the matter, everything.
Me too.
Oh, don't start that again. Reed, it's no use. Look, you're a good kid, but it's no use.
You didn't used to say that.
All right. So now I owe nearly 10 grand around this town, and there's some plenty tough monkeys. If I don't get it up pretty soon, it's going to be too bad. On top of that, I had a loaded truck and a trailer hijacked last week, and there goes my take for the month and more. And you want to know what's the matter.
Oh, Arthur, honey, why don't you quit? Why don't you get out while you still can?
Why don't I quit? What are you talking about?
Oh, you used to have a decent business, Arthur.
Sure, sure, and I didn't eat.
Well, what about now? It's making a wreck of you. It's dangerous. You know what's going to happen. This whole black market thing's going to crack pretty soon, and when it does, you're...
Don't be silly. Yeah?
Kennelly's outside to see you, Artie.
That punk. All right, let him come in. What's one more?
Okay.
Better let me talk to him alone, baby.
All right. Think about what I said, will you?
Sure.
Hi, Ollie. I thought I might catch you.
Yeah, I'll bet. Close the door.
Sure. Hey, listen, Arthur. I need that dough.
Well, I haven't got it. I told you that.
Now, look, I don't want there should be no trouble.
There's not going to be any trouble.
Take it easy. I didn't mean that. But I took them bets from you on my own. Now my boss is after me. If I don't get that dough by Monday, I'm going to be in trouble.
Well, I haven't got it, and I won't have it for another month.
Can't you get it from Sam?
No, I'm into him as far as I can be now.
What do you mean? I must have plenty sold it down in some safe deposit vault by now.
It isn't in a vault. It's up at his place in Connecticut. Anyway, he won't give me any more.
Connecticut, huh? I didn't know he had a place in Connecticut.
Near Riverside. It's a hideout, way away from everything.
Oh.
McPhail has one, too, about 5 miles away.
When's he go there?
He's hardly ever there. Nobody's there. What do you care? You're thinking of the days when you used to climb through second-story windows?
Oh, you should know to say that, Art. I don't even know where the joint is.
No, I was kidding. Anyway, listen, I'm sorry about the dough, but you'll have to wait.
Art, you don't know the spot I'm in.
You'll get it from me when I've got it. I'm leaving.
Arthur, listen.
You coming?
Where you going?
Down to the warehouse to watch my share of last month's take go down the drain.
Who is it?
Artie.
Okay. You late?
Yeah, I stopped in at the office. Hi, McPhail. Hi, Mo.
All right.
You weren't waiting just for me to hand out the chips, were you?
You're right. We weren't.
I just wanted you to know how it worked out. It was a good month, Art. Except for you.
I know.
Come on, Sam. Come on. Pass around the sugar. Let's get it over with.
Well, here it is. In cash. Total take was 53 grand. 17 goes to you, McPhail. I got the figures all here if you want to see.
I know you wouldn't double-cross me, Sam.
I wouldn't double-cross anybody. And don't forget it. Here's your dough. Mo, yours is 6. You understand you didn't bring in as much business as McPhail.
I ain't complaining.
And I get 21. Part of that is paying expenses. The rest is my percentage.
Don't I get anything?
What? Your cut would have been 9 grand. But there was that truck and trailer. Those things cost dough, you know. To say nothing of a whole load of prime meat.
You have to take it all out now?
I already have. I'll give you 500 to keep going now.
Oh, that's fine. 500. Listen, Sam, I need dough.
You always need dough and never have none.
Listen, you...
He's right, Art. You got to get yourself straightened out. If I give you any more, it'll just go to the bookies and gambling joints like the West has.
Listen, Sam, I tell you, I gotta have it. There's guys after me.
I think he's jealous, Sam.
You keep your big mouth out of this.
Yeah.
I was a respectable businessman when you were running a lousy clip joint on Sands.
Yeah, and you're starved. And you're still starving. Because you haven't the guts to keep a couple of mugs from hijacking your stuff.
Why, you...
Cut it out now. Cut it out. There's not going to be any trouble in this organization. There's plenty for everybody. Now, listen, Art.
Yeah?
Why don't you go up to my place in Connecticut for a few days? Take it easy. And let me talk to these guys who are looking for you. I know who they are.
They don't want any more talk. Anyway, I go nuts up there in the country.
Go on. Pick up my car at the station.
No, thanks.
Well, I'm going. I'm going out to the country and tend to my victory garden.
Your victory garden?
Yeah. I see you about Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Mac.
Yeah?
Wait a minute.
So long, Art.
So long. Say, Mac, I'm sorry I made any cracks.
Yeah, forget it.
Mac, you going up to the country?
Yeah, bet your life. Going down and get on the 520 right now.
Say, I think I'll take Mac up. I kind of need a rest.
Yeah, you'll need something.
Do you mind if I ride up on the train with you?
Why not? It's a public train.
Mac, I was sorry about
that. Say, Artie.
Yeah?
Don't mind me. I talk a lot. And I don't mean it.
Ah, forget it, Mac. I know.
Say, you want to see my victory garden?
Are you kidding?
No. I got a garden. It's a beaut, too. Want to see it?
Sure I would. I always like gardens.
Well, in that case, you'll have to stop off at my place on your way to Sam's, huh?
It'll be a pleasure.
Come on in, Artie. I want to put this dough in the safe, and then I'll show you around.
Sure.
When the war's over and I'm legitimate, I'm going to build onto it. Have a lot of lawn, gardener, real country gentleman.
What's this, your office?
I do a little business here once in a while. Keep my dough in a safe there until I bank it. Know anything about safes?
No.
That's good. That's good. Not that I don't trust you, Artie. There she is.
What about Mac?
What?
You heard me. I'm not a movie.
A stick-up, huh? Why, you yellow little rat. You don't think you can pull this on me and live, do you?
It's not a stick-up, Mac. I just want you to do me a little favor, and I want to be sure you do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, get on that phone.
This had better be a gag.
It won't be unless you do exactly what I tell you.
What?
Call Reed in town. Ask her what Sam has lined up for Tuesday. Say you called me over at Sam's house just now and talked to me, but I didn't know. Come on, get going.
Atwater 3-5562. Listen, Art. I'm no guy to kid around with. And I don't like this.
Talk.
Rita, this is Mac. What's Sam got lined up for Tuesday? I just talked to Artie over at Sam's place. Yeah. Yeah, up here in the country. He said he didn't know to call you. Oh, I see.
That's short.
No, never mind. Okay. All right. Now, what's the gag?
You never were very smart, were you, Mac? Eh? That's my alibi. You just told Rita you talked to me at Sam's place. You get it?
Why, you...
Neatly done, Art Kramer. Virtually a perfect alibi. And $17,000 in cold cash. But there was someone else who thought he had a perfect setup, too. Canelli, the little bookie, whose former occupations were even less savory. It wasn't hard for Canelli to find where Sam's place was in Connecticut, in New York's underground of petty crime, to find out anything. And it wasn't hard to jimmy a window, and that often enough. And then to find the money. There was a wad of money here at Sam's place somewhere. Art Kramer had said so, probably in a safe. That wouldn't be any trouble either. Not in the living room, of course. Yes, maybe this room. Yeah. An office, a desk and fold, and a safe there in the wall, and just as he'd thought, old-fashioned, easy to crack. First to drill a little hole, then the soup. There'd be a quick, neat little explosion, and the safe would fall apart in his hands. But wait, what's that? A car driving up, stopping. Who? Art Kramer had said nobody ever came up here. But it was leaving now, driving away. Probably just a mistake. No. Steps outside. Somebody coming in. What to do? Escape cut off. Hide. Here in the office, behind the door. Hide the bag of tools, quick. He's coming in here.
Hello, operator. I want New York City. Atwater 3-5562. Yeah, that's right. Hello, Rita. Sam. Listen, Rita, get a hold of everybody. Artie, Mac, Moore, everybody you can. I've got a tip-off. There's going to be a raid. Yeah, cops. Tell the boys to duck. Lay low until they hear from me. Find out where they're going to be and call me right back as soon as you contact everybody. Got it? Yeah? Oh, okay. I'll get hold of Mac myself as long as he's up here. Artie, too? Well, I'm calling from my place now. I don't see him anywhere. Well, he must have changed his mind. I didn't look in the garage. He came by cab. He's probably around someplace, yeah. But I'll wait for your call, then. Okay, Rita. Hey, make it snappy now. Hey. Canelli, what are you doing
here? Listen, Sam, I just...
The safe. Why are you...
No,
Sam. Didn't see something.
Dead. Yes, hit him too hard. Murder.
That's a lot different from housebreaking. Murder. The phone. Somebody calling Sam. Fear, blind, unreasoning fear. Smash it. Rip it out of the wall. As though whoever was on the other end could actually hear, actually see what was in this room. Murder and a murderer. There. Why, oh, why, young man? Foolish. Just nerve. Get hold of yourself. Think. What now? The money. You have to have the money now. Make a getaway. Mexico, South America. Maybe Sam. Yes, the body. Did you even touch him? But turn him over. There, the wallet. Empty. Oh. Other pocket. No, nothing. The safe, then. Finish the job quick. Then get out. Find the drill again. Hurry. Again, somebody coming. Who? Never mind. Not going to be caught this time. Can't be. A murderer. Close the door. Lock it quick. Lock the key. Hide. Maybe whoever it is will go away. Then come back and get the money later. Hide quickly. Kitchen. Get out the back window again if you have to. But wait. He's not following. Wonder who it is. Have a look through the crack of the door. Careful. Yeah. Art Kramer. The suitcase. They're going to stay. But wait, why not? Art wouldn't know anything. Couldn't with the office door locked. Give him a plausible story. Stay overnight and get the money when he's asleep. Chance, but have to take it. Have to have the money now. Why not tell Art he'd come looking for Sam to borrow? Then, looking through the house for him, call him. Yes, make it look natural. He can't answer now. Call him.
Sam! Hello, anybody here?
Hello! Who is it?
Who is it yourself? I'm looking for Mr. Gross, Sam Gross.
Well, what are you doing here?
Hello, Art. I was looking for Sam.
I thought you didn't know where this place was.
Well, I found out.
Yeah? What made you think Sam was going to be up here?
Why? I heard a tip in town. There might be some trouble. I think he might come up here to duck out.
What kind of trouble?
Cops.
Yeah? I didn't hear anything.
I don't know, but I'd do something. You know, I'd need dough the worst way. I figured Sam might let me have a little. He paid off today, didn't he?
That's right.
Did you get any?
Eh?
Well, if you did, I don't like to keep asking you, but I need it, Arthur.
Look, Kennelly.
Huh?
Now, I meant to get in touch with you about that. I wanted to talk to you this afternoon.
You mean you got something?
Come on inside, I'll tell you.
Oh, sure.
I got an idea.
An idea. Came like a flash to Art Kramer. Frame Kennelly for the murder of MacPhail. Plant some of MacPhail's money on him as evidence. And who would ever believe Kennelly's word, a man with a criminal record, against Art? Why, Rita would swear that MacPhail himself had said Art was at Sam's place. Simply denied that he'd ever seen Kennelly. And Kennelly would be MacPhail's murderer, and Art Kramer would be safe forever.
Now, about that money.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I did get some. Not much, I understand.
Well, even a little would help.
How much do I owe you all together?
Nearly 4,000, huh?
Well, suppose I gave you 2. I shouldn't give you that much, the way I'm thinking.
Well, it ain't what I need, but it'll help.
Okay, here's 2 grand on account.
Oh.
You know, it doesn't leave me with much.
I appreciate it, Aunt, really.
Say, you're really on a spot, huh?
Yeah.
How much more do you need?
Oh, another 4 or 5, anyway.
Well, I just thought I know where you can get it if you work it right.
You do?
Yeah. You know MacPhail?
Well, I know him. Not well.
Well, I do. He took in plenty this month.
What good does that do me?
I tell you, I know the guy.
Yeah.
He's the softest touch in the world. He'd give the shirt off his back to anybody if they told him the right story.
Yeah? How come you don't put the bite on him?
He doesn't like me, but anyone else.
You mean, I just ask you?
Sure. You get anything you want. I'm not kidding. If you ask for 10, even 20, you'd get it if he had it.
No fool.
Sure. He's up here in the country now, too. Right up this same back road, 4.5 miles.
Hey, how do I recognize the place?
It's a big place on the right. The only house for a mile. You can't miss it. Hey, I'd run up there if I were you.
Yeah. Maybe I will, huh? Maybe I will.
A break.
The kind of break Kennelly had prayed for. Get the money from MacPhail. Yes, quicker and safer than trying to get back in that room with a dead body on the floor. Get it from MacPhail and have a good head start. Art won't find Sam's body in there for at least a day or two. The door's locked, and Kennelly has the key. He can be on a plane with MacPhail's money and be out of the country by tomorrow. A break, the perfect break.
Well, thanks for the tip, Art. You sure MacPhail's up there, huh?
Sure, he's always there, every weekend. He's got a garden, a victory garden.
That's a laugh. Well, I guess I better get going, huh?
Yeah, look around the ground for him first. If he isn't outside, just walk right in. The door's always open. He's a simple guy. Trust anybody.
Okay. Thanks, Art.
Skip it. Maybe someday you can do the same for me.
Yeah, maybe someday I can. Well, so long.
So long.
And now, Art has a job to finish. Phone the cops. From here? No, better not. They might trace it. The gas station at the crossroads. Plenty of time. Kennelly will be there 5 or 10 minutes before he finds what he'll find as the cops find him. How easy he fell for it. But never mind that now. The gas station. The phone.
Hello. I want the police. Hurry, please. Hello, Riverside Police? Listen, I was just driving down 9 Mile Road. I was going by the old MacPhail place. You know the place I mean? Yeah, that's the one. I was going slow and I heard something. It sounded like someone was being killed. Yeah, it's a murder. There were shots and somebody screaming and more shots. A man's voice. Oh, it was terrible. You better get up there right away. Oh, never mind who I am. I don't want to get in any trouble. No, but get up there. Yes, murder.
Get your call all right, sir?
Yeah, thanks.
ABC Enterprises. Yes, did you locate him yet? Oh, well, keep trying and call me back. Yo, I'm worried.
Don't worry about him. If you can't find Mo, neither can the cops.
I'm not thinking about him. I'm worried about Sam and Marston.
Maybe they went out.
Sam said he'd wait for my call. It isn't that. The phone's dead. I've got to get in touch with him somehow.
Can it wait?
No, it can't. Not with the cops raiding the warehouse and arresting everyone in sight.
Well, how about a telegram?
Oh, too slow. I hate to send anyone around to the house, but Sam will understand this time.
What are you going to do?
Get the telephone company to help. Hello? I want the Riverside, Connecticut traffic operator, please. Yes. You know, it's funny about that phone. It rang 2 or 3 times, and then suddenly it went dead. Hello, traffic operator? Have you a phone listed under the name of Gross? Samuel Gross. Well, there's something wrong with it, and it's very important that I get in touch with Mr. Gross right away. I'm his secretary. Will you send a man up right away? Thanks. And would you tell Mr. Gross that I've been trying to reach him? Thank you. See? When Sam finds out there's something wrong with his phone, he can phone me from outside.
Yeah, pretty smart girl sometimes, Rita.
Yeah?
Don't you believe me?
I just wish I was smart enough to get some sense across to that guy, Art Kramer, once in a while.
You kind of like him, don't you?
Cut it out.
Don't worry about Artie. He'll be all right.
Yeah, I suppose he'll be all right.
Mr. Gross, I'm from the telephone company.
Mr. Gross isn't here.
Oh. Well, we just got word from New York that his secretary's been trying to reach him, but his phone is out of order. I was sent up to look at it.
Sure, go right ahead. I'm a friend of Mr. Gross. I know he'd want you to fix it.
Okay. Where is it?
First door to your right. Well, looks like we've got more visitors.
Yeah, cops. Well, I better get after this phone here.
I'm sorry to trouble you. I wonder if we could use your phone.
It's out of order, I'm afraid. There's a man here fixing it now. What's the matter, officer? Trouble?
Yeah, a little killing up the road. We didn't want to handle the phone there. Might be fingerprints on it.
Murder?
That's right. Up at the old MacPhail place. Caught the guy red-handed. Murder and robbery. We even found the dough on him.
Yeah? Who did it?
His name is Kennelly from New York. I wouldn't tell you all this except it's an open-cut case.
couldn't explain what he was doing there or how he got the money or anything.
Well, you'll read about it in papers tomorrow.
You, have him outside now?
Yep. Well, we better be going.
Hey, mister, that door you got, it's locked. You got a key?
Why, no.
Well, what's the matter? You lost the key someplace?
Well, I must have. The room with the phone in it.
Well, maybe I can help you out. I got a little gimmick here that might open it.
Thanks.
Yeah, we got to have things like that in this line of business, you know. This the door?
Yeah, that's it.
There you are.
Oh, thanks.
You don't need me in there for anything, do you?
No, sir.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Hey, say, officer.
Yeah?
You better come in here a minute.
Wait a second, will you, Jim?
Sure.
What's the matter?
Hey, mister. You been here all day?
That's right. Why?
Anybody else been here all afternoon?
No, sir. Oh, what's this? You find something wrong in there?
You said it, mister. Put up your hand.
Hey, what's the idea?
I don't know, huh? Jim, take a look at what we got here.
Yeah. Well,
Cover him, Jim.
Okay.
What is... Hey, let me see that.
Sure.
Bam. No.
Robbery, too. Been through his wallet and started on the safe. Just like the other guy. Let's frisk him.
No. No, I didn't do this, I tell you. I didn't do it, I tell you.
Here's the dough, all right. A roll big enough to choke a horse.
Look, you guys. I tell you, I didn't do this.
Yeah. Kind of interrupted you, didn't we? Come on.
Look. I didn't do this, I tell you. I didn't. I didn't do this.
And the story ends with a newspaper clipping. I'll read it to you. Bridgeport, Connecticut. Arthur Kramer and George Connelly were executed here today within 10 minutes of each other to bring to a fitting conclusion one of the strangest series of coincidences in the criminal records of this state. Both men committed the same crime, murder and robbery, within a few miles of each other on the same day and at almost the same time. Both victims were operators in the New York black market. Kramer was convicted of the murder of Samuel Gross. Connelly killed Edward MacPhail. Both killers were caught on the scene of the crime, were arrested by the same officers, taken together in the same police car to the same jail. Both proclaimed their innocence, yet pleaded guilty in the face of the overwhelming evidence against them. A curious factor in the case was that though both men denied knowing the other, they tried repeatedly to attack each other in the prison yard until guards were forced to keep them out of sight of each other at all times. Police have always believed there was some connection between the two crimes, but have never been able to find out what it was. And so closes Thieves Fall Out, starring Gene Kelly. Tonight's tale of suspense. Appearing with Gene Kelly, who is to be seen currently in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Technicolor musical Thousands Cheer, for Hans Conried as Kennelly and William Johnstone as Sam Gross. This is the man in black who conveys to you Columbia's invitation to spend this half hour in suspense with us again next week, same time, when our star will be Mr. Vincent Price. Mr. Price will be heard in a suspense play by E. Jack Newman, dealing with the Gestapo and called The Strange Death of Charles Umberstein. The producer and director of suspense is William Spear, who with Lud Gluskin and Lucian Malowitz, conductor and composer, and Robert L. Richards, the author, collaborated on tonight's Suspense.
Don't miss suspense when this series moves to a new day and time. The day, Thursdays, beginning December the 2nd. The time, 8 p.m. Eastern Wartime and 7 p.m. Central Wartime. In the Mountain and Pacific time zones, listeners will hear suspense on Mondays, beginning December the 6th at 9 p.m. Pacific Wartime. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald, and that's all the time we have for Scald's Hall today. And sorry for the last-minute change-up, but I had a little bit less time than I hoped I would. And this is the thing when you have two pieces that are 32 minutes each, and you've got a 60